This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Well, good morning to you. How are you today? It's not bad out there right now. No, but that word snow is in the forecast for tomorrow. How are you doing today? Well, yeah, it could be. This is what, the 12th? Today's the 11th of January. Tomorrow's the 12th. So, I mean, January definitely could be snow. Yeah. It makes sense that there would be snow in the forecast for January the 12th. Sure does. I believe it. And if you would like to join us in conversation, Vice Mayor Chris Bratcher is, I'm sure, on his way. Probably got hung up in traffic this morning. Lots of traffic here in the Murfreesboro area. He'll be joining us momentarily here on your good neighbor station, WGNS. In the meantime, are there some areas of conversation you'd like to talk about? Maybe something that's concerning you? 893-1450. Maybe there's a bump in the road that you would like for Chris to know about, and perhaps to do something about that. That's one of the things we're going to be doing today. If there's a suggestion, a pothole, something like that, or a traffic signal needed somewhere, give us a call. Now's your chance. 893-1450, 893-1450. Call us now. And Vice Mayor Chris Bratcher will be joining us momentarily right here on WGNS. 893-1450 is the number. And I want to say good morning to our friends over there at Ford of Murfreesboro. Let me tell you, if you're looking for a car, definitely head over to Ford of Murfreesboro.
Score big this week at Ford of Murfreesboro. We're keeping the drive alive by putting our biggest and best players on the front line. America's best-selling truck, the 2011 Ford F-150 XLT Super Cab, just $21,988. The 2011 F-150 has more power and more miles per gallon. No wonder it's been named Motor Trend's Truck of the Year. See it today at Ford of Murfreesboro, 1550 Broad Street, or fordofmurfreesboro.com.
F-150 stock number F-363-662. Price includes $498.50 dealer processing fee. Excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit.
And let's go to the phones. 893-1450 is our number. 893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Good morning. The question that I have, going out home to a pipe where they added the new sidewalk, the question that I have, when it always rains, it floods like across the road. All right, now since where they've added the sidewalk, I was just wondering who cleans out where the water's supposed to run into the, I guess, the ditches or whatever it's called. I was just wondering who cleans them out, because now all the debris and everything goes where the water's supposed to go in. Now all the debris is where it's coming off the little hills and stuff around people's yard. It's totally covered up with debris and stuff. Now it's worse than it was. And I just wondered who cleans them out now.
Okay, so you're saying on Halls Hill Pike, where they widened it, put in sidewalks and what have you, instead of the water draining into the drainage areas there, it's covered by debris, and so the water is ponding even worse than ever.
Right.
Okay. I would think that that's in the city at that point, isn't it, or is that the county?
That's county.
County, okay. That would probably be the county highway department, and we will pass this along to them.
Thanks.
You for calling. Bye-bye. See how easy it is? Yeah. The debris is covering the drainage area there, and she has a good point there. It's creating some problems, especially days like today. I mean, you got water. The water's running off the hill. It's all flowing together, and as it gets to those areas where it's supposed to drain off the roadway, there's debris covering those, and the water is ponding. So, big problem. And so I'm glad she mentioned that, too, because not only do we need to let people who are, you know, responsible for taking care of that problem know about it, we also need to let you know that the water is ponding there, so that as you come out Halls Hill Pike, you won't find yourself suddenly hitting some water, and that could cause an accident. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Mark, did you have Chris's telephone, private telephone number?
I don't have it with me. I'm sorry.
You don't? Okay. I didn't know if I'd be around here when he comes in, if he does.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you a lot. I'll try to reach him later.
Yeah, keep listening, and he should be here. Chris is never, he always is one to depend on, and I'm sure he'll be here. 893-1450 is our phone number. Vice Mayor Chris Bratcher is going to be our guest this morning. I think the rain and things have slowed him down just a bit, slowed a lot of folks down. 893-1450 is our number. If you have any suggestions, if you have any concerns dealing with the city of Murfreesboro, we've had a lady call in about Halls Hill Pike and the water ponding there because debris is covering the drainage area, the storm sewers. We need to hear about things like that. And you travel the areas, so you're the ones who see the problems earlier than other folks. And that's we're looking at you to be the eyes of the community. Maybe you see an area that has a tree that's making it difficult to, you know, pull out into traffic because you can't see the oncoming traffic. We don't know about it if you don't tell us about it. Want to say good morning to our friends over there at Bell Jewelers. And if you're looking for a special birthday gift, an anniversary gift, or whatever the occasion might be, definitely Bell Jewelers can help you.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton from Bell Jewelers. At Bell Jewelers, we buy directly from our diamond source in Israel. Our long-standing relationship with our diamond cutter means we get to select from the best offerings first and pass the savings on to our customers. There's nothing like the sparkle of a Bell Jewelers diamond. Stop in soon and see for yourself.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad, across from Toots.
Overnight, Good Neighbor Talk turns to UFOs, aliens, the unknown. It's Coast to Coast AM overnight every night on WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Well, it's us again, Margaret.
And Tia with Michael's Painting. All of us hope you are having a great day so far. We just wanted to remind you that you can call my dad, Michael, with Michael's Painting at 542-1891 for all your painting. We paint residential, commercial, and interior and exterior.
We are a family-owned and operated business here in Rutherford County. So call my husband, Michael, and get your painting done. 542-1891.
We're talking about things that concern you. Vice Mayor Chris Bratcher is going to be joining us momentarily. Right now, let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Hello? I'm fine.
Hi.
I have a problem.
Okay.
I wish that Chris would get somebody from the city to come out to Braville Pike out here next to the commercial building, and look at all this water on the ground. That the backyard next to the commercial building is full of water. And we complain about this, and they say, well, they don't see any. If they'll come out here this morning, they can see it. And also, all this junk in some of these backyards. We would like that checked out, please.
Okay, now, where is the commercial building?
At Minerva Drive, corner of Minerva Drive.
Okay.
On the Braville Pike.
Let me write that down. Minerva Drive at Bradyville Pike.
Yes.
Okay. And the water is ponding out there right this minute, so if they come out today, they won't say, where is it? They can see it.
Well, they can see it.
Okay. Thank you for letting us know, and we will try to squeak a little louder.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. Yeah, that's what it is, really, the squeaky door. You know, you've heard about that. And so we'll just try to continue squeaking until something is done. 893-1450 is our number. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you this morning?
Doing great. Thank you for calling.
All right. I heard them talking about high water, and I just woke up this morning and looked out my front door. Water's up to my front door.
Ooh.
And I'm down here at the Old Nashville Highway before you go across 840.
Uh-huh.
And it's almost in my mother-in-law's house, and it's up to our front door. The county and everybody has been talking about doing something. Something needs to be done quick. Or somebody needs to come and take a look at it today. And I thank you very much.
Okay, and this has been an ongoing problem, hasn't
it? Yes, sir. As hard as it rained last night, it never got this far up this quick with just one rain like last night. But, I mean, it's like a little stream out here. I mean, something's got to be done.
And you have called us many times about that. I have.
Yes, sir, I've called. But, see, like this morning, it's just this one rain. It just kind of surprised us that it's this high, too high.
Well, and do you think a lot of it may be with 840 having so much surface, concrete surface, the water's just flowing off of that into your area there?
Well, it's from when they constructed that. It was supposed to went on down somewhere else, and they talked to my grandparents, and they stopped it right here. See, they was old. They didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And see, they just dumped all that water on them right here.
Now, does it also cover the roadway, or is it strictly in...
It comes across the road. It was crossing, covering the road up. They put a big pipe in there where it could not come across the road, but come under the road. Since it come under the road, it gets over here at the Lelson's Temple and into our yard real bad, and it goes no further.
Well, I tell you, that needs to be taken care of. I agree with you. That's a bad situation. And this is the old...
If someone get out here today and take a look at it.
The Old Nashville Highway near 840, water in his yard, and has never gotten this high before this quickly.
That's right.
Already up almost to the front door.
At my mother-in-law's house, is at the step, yes.
At the steps on her... Oh, my goodness. Okay, when people, the emergency crews need to watch you, too, because you may need some help quickly out there.
Well, right now, the only way I can get out is in my truck, I guess. I guess it might not stall it out, but it's high.
Wow. All righty. Well, I will get this across to the proper authorities, and hopefully something will be done. Hopefully they're listening right now and will react to this.
Yes, sir.
Hopefully
they are. They said they were going to get on it, but it's been over the past several years, so ain't nothing been done yet. So I just hope something can be done.
Well, thank you for calling, and keep calling and until something is done, and I'm sure something will be done.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Have a great day. 893-1450, you could hear his concern. You know, there was no anger, but there was concern. Something needs to be done. And the water is already up to the steps of his mother-in-law's house there. It's rising in his yard, already almost up to the door, but not quite. And he lives on the Old Nashville Highway near 840. Says he's never seen the water come up this quickly before. It has been a problem ever since 840 was constructed, but nothing has been done at this point. Our number is 893-1450, 893-1450. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call, 893-1450. Let's check on that traffic and weather and see what's happening.
Play it again, sports!
25 to 50% off. A new shipment of scratch and dent fitness equipment is in at Play It Again Sports on North Thompson Lane. Exercise bikes, ellipticals, treadmills, and more, 25 to 50% off. Save now before the deals are gone.
WGNS Time Saver Traffic.
Good morning. Traffic easing on I-24 around the 96 exit. Also I-24 around the 231 exit as you make your way into the downtown Nashville area. Still a bit of congestion there, I-24 at Bell Road. Meanwhile, in Murfreesboro, still very busy. Broad at Memorial, also Rutherford Boulevard at Mercury Boulevard, very busy. And also Medical Center Boulevard at Broad, very busy this morning. Las Palmas Mexican Restaurant has a brand new menu. Voted the best Mexican restaurant since 1990. Stop by for lunch or dinner online at LasPalmasMXRest.com. With traffic, I'm Randy O'Brien for WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. And let's take a look at that Murfreesboro weather. Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We have showers in the forecast for today. A few rumbles of thunder, 60 degrees for your high temperature, with a south-southeast wind between 5 and 10 miles per hour. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Fallhuber. Right now, 54.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We still offer checking that comes with a free check card. There's no balance requirement, and you can write all the checks you need to. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
WGNS Murfreesboro is true blue. Blue Raiders sports on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450. Is there anything concerning you? Potholes? Traffic? Things like that? 893-1450. Be the ears, be the eyes of the community. Call us. We've already had some very good response so far. So if there's something that is concerning you here in the Murfreesboro area, call us. We'll put this down. In addition to calling and getting on the radio for people to know, hey, there is a problem there. In addition to that, we will put it in writing and get it to the proper authorities. Chris Bratcher, our vice mayor, is scheduled to be here with us this morning, and he's having a problem with some of the traffic. Hopefully, he'll be coming in just a little while. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Doing good. How about you, Bart?
Doing great. Thank you for calling.
I just called. I was kind of curious about something. You were talking about concerns. I was driving down by the cemetery right over here and noticed that, that water, gets up pretty high over there. And I just wonder if there's ever a concern with the water getting too close to the grave sites. Will that affect those grave sites or, have any kind of effect on them at all? If they go underwater.
I'm sure it's not good, yeah. Now, this would be in the newer section, is that right, over where it's more of a memorial gardens, there are no tombstones, is that right? Is that the
one? Yeah, it's where you see that big ditch line run through there, and I came through this morning, and it was actually up, pretty close to a couple of the grave sites, and I just kind of wondered, have they ever thought, is that an issue as far as the, that doing something to the graves or disturbing them or anything?
Well, we need to get that over to the Evergreen Cemetery folks and see if we can't get a response on that. That's a very good point. I don't know the answer, but we'll find out and we'll report back to you. Thank you for calling. 893-1450 is our phone number. 893-1450. We're putting all this down in writing, and we will, as I said, get it to the person who can do something about it. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Doing fine, Bart. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you.
I just wanted to say thank you for whoever put up the barricades at the corner of Warrior Drive and that vacant lot there on Warrior at 231 Church Street. I believe they may have prevented several accidents that may occur there by putting those barricades on up to keep them from turning off of Warrior Drive over to that vacant lot.
Absolutely. And I would imagine that would be the city road department. I'm not for sure, but I would imagine that. But I will pass that on to the mayor's office and say thank you to whomever it was who did that.
Well, I think when Chris was on the last time, I mentioned the same thing, and he said he would check into it.
Yeah.
So I know it takes time, but I think in the long run, they're going to prevent some accidents that may be happening, that somebody pull out in front of somebody. There's a come from Warrior Drive onto 231.
And I think
basically they'd get they would enter Warrior Drive before the intersection there, but it's right under those guy wires, so maybe we prevented the accident down the road.
Very definitely. And thank you for being alert and calling initially about that, and thank you for letting us know that the problem's been taken care of.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great day. Bye-bye. That intersection, I believe, is now one of the busiest intersections. I believe that I've heard someone tell me that the traffic studies are showing that that is one of the busiest intersections in Murfreesboro at this time. 893-1450 is our phone number, 893-1450. We're taking notes of concerns that you have here in the community. It could be Murfreesboro. It could be Rutherford County. Chris gets here, it will strictly be Murfreesboro issues. But if you have some concerns, like the listener who had high water over on the old Nashville Highway near 840, that's a real concern. No matter what day it is, no matter whether we're talking city or county, that is a concern. And that's one of those issues that needs to be taken care of very quickly, because it could quickly turn into something really, really rough on families impacted by that rising water. 893-1450 is our number, 893-1450. Want to say good morning to our friends over at Bell Furniture and Family Staffing Solutions. They are there to help you and their local businesses right here in the community. And so important to support the local businesses. That's what makes our community great, the local family businesses. They're the people that we think of down the road who made a difference in our lives. Family Staffing Solutions.
I probably was the most stubborn human being on the face of the earth to have to come to the fact that I needed help.
Stay independent, at home, in charge.
Never be afraid to ask. You're able to keep yourself in your home. Those choices can be given to you.
We do a great job with our clients, but we try just as hard to support and be there for our caregivers.
That's Becky Buchner with Family Staffing Solutions. 848-6774. Online at familystaffing.com.
There is no safer place in the storm. Talk Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11.
Maybe you need a new mattress. Well, you can look all you want, but you won't find anyone even close to the prices of mattresses at Bell Furniture. And these are Jameson mattresses. Listen, Perry Bell has the Jameson Marriott mattress, the one used in the hotel. If you check around, the queen-size set is $12.99, but at Bell Furniture, just $7.99. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
American radio's biggest voice.
You know who I am.
G. Gordon Liddy. Weekday mornings at 9 on the Good Neighbor Network. Talk Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450 if you'd like to join us in conversation this morning. 893-1450. We're taking your concerns. Anyone need some traffic signals somewhere? Is there a place that a turn signal would help? You know, your suggestions. You're the one out there driving in the area. You're the one who sees these problems, and you're the one who can let the traffic engineers know about it, so something can be done about it. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have concerns. I live off of Franklin Road in 96 West, and as I head towards town, there is always extremely inconsiderate and rude drivers at the intersection of J.R. Rice Parkway and Kaysen Lane. People try coming from town, especially when they're getting off the interstate, they won't slow down and prepare to stop at the yellow light. And there will be sometimes up to 8 cars go through on a red light both ways. And you can't go if you have green. So by the time that you get green, there might be three cars get through. And there have been times to where I have sit there and watched people after others have stopped going past through the red light. There's been another one that's just shot through and could have caused T-boning or head-on collisions, three-car accidents. And I know back when that the cameras were being put up, they put one up there and it lasted about 3 days. And they took it down. So I don't know if they got their location wrong or if there is somebody that demanded that to be down that has some power. But there needs to be something done about that intersection. If people live off of St. Andrews and live off of Kaysen Lane, that was their choice and their option to move there and buy there. But there needs to be something done. Because that intersection and the intersection off of 96 and St. Andrews, again coming from town and turning onto St. Andrews, people just demand getting through, and they don't care if they run a red light.
Yeah. And so Franklin Road, Highway 96, especially there at the intersection of John Rice Boulevard or Kaysen Lane, depending on which side, at that intersection, that's where it's the roughest.
It is, and like I said, anybody else running red lights would get a ticket, but there's no officers ever to be found there when that happens.
Well, I will get this over to Chief Glenn Chrisman, and hopefully something can be done about that.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you for calling. 893-1450. That's pretty rough problem there. And I can relate to what she's saying, because if you're on Kaysen Lane also, where River Rock Boulevard hits Kaysen Lane there, that's sort of a double trouble spot right there, and you add it to this other congestion and situation, and you've got some rough roads. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Good morning.
Well, good morning.
Chris Aram?
Chris is not here yet. I don't know where Chris is. I hope he's okay.
Oh, is he running late?
I think he is.
Okay. Would it be better I just call back?
Well, we're taking everything down in writing, and we're going to get something done about things. And is there an area that you're concerned about?
Yeah, this is Miss J.R. Chris has known me way back there. We've got a drainage problem over here on Leaf Avenue, 1015. I've had the city out here this morning. And it floods most of these yards through here when it rains as much as it has now. My front yard is flooded. My neighbor's yard is flooded. And the city came out here and said they digging a ditch line down through here wouldn't do much good. This is a problem that's been going on for about 30-something years. And they keep adding blacktop to the road, and it's making the water run into people's driveways, the front yard. You couldn't even see the road this morning for how deep it was in my front yard. And it runs into my air conditioning in the back of my yard from the street. And my understanding is that what I could understand from them, they've corrected it down here on the other side of Clark on Leaf, mm-hmm. and they've corrected it on Greenland. And he said there's a stretch down through here that needs to be corrected. And it is a big problem.
Okay, so a city employee told you that this morning?
Yeah, well, I mean, anybody can look and see that this is a big problem. Yeah, I've talked to about four or five this morning, and since Chris was going to be on there and he's with the city council, I thought he might be able to get a look at this, but it's been a problem. Spencer Reed's been here since 55, and like I said, they keep adding blacktop and doing nothing. There's not a ditch line nowhere down this street, and the water keeps running in these people's yards. You can't even get to the sidewalk. And I've never called and complained, but when you get up this morning and you see that it is a problem, and I've had as much as 4 inches of water in my air conditioning in my backyard because of this. There's no drainage.
And this is at 1015 Leaf Avenue.
Right, it's all the way up and down from the Leaf end from Greenland all the way to the Leaf end of Clark down here. Mm-hmm. Now, on the other end of Leaf, they have corrected it, it's been corrected on the other end and down here on the Greenland end, but this section down through here is, it hasn't been anything done to.
Well, hopefully we can get somebody's attention, and you know, it's situations like this that citizens like you need to keep calling, keep saying we have a problem, we want something done, and the squeaky door works. I mean, it really does work. They eventually throw up their hands and repair it.
You're exactly right, but you know, when you know, it's the same way, honey, when they wanted to run gas through here. I went to the gas company, and they said, well, that's an older neighborhood, and they gave me every song and dance in the world, and I said, look, I said, y'all are putting gas lines in subdivisions you ain't even built houses for. Now, what's the problem about taking care of these people? And he told me, he said, JR, if you'll get a petition up and get all your neighbors to sign it, we'll look at it. Well, you know, I took my time off from work when I was running a business, and I did it. It took me about 2 weeks, but we did get it through here, and Jimmy Rooker had tried, Tommy Carter had tried, but I got it done. And if I have to do that again, I will, but I you know, it's somebody else's time to step up and do something. But you have so many people, and you know this yourself, they leave everything else for somebody else to do.
Nobody wants to take the bull by the horn and fix it. That's
nobody wants to step up and do it. They'll say, oh, yeah, we need it done. But then when it comes around to even signing a piece of paper, oh, I don't want to do that. I'm right across that. But it is a problem. And look, and why I've got you on the phone, I tell you something else. I don't like to give my opinion on stuff very often, but it's another thing. Why I've got you, you know, I would give anything. Eventually they would move that courthouse off the square.
Okay.
Where they hold the trials and everything. I am so sick of going up there and not being able to get a parking place and do business with Holdens and people on the square that I do business with. I'll be up there today, and I'll have to drive around and around to get a parking place. And I'm sick of another thing. I'm sick of looking at them prisoners up there in their orange uniforms, and we've got people coming from out of town. And that's all they do is parade them in and parade them out. And in front of the courthouse, everybody's out there smoking. You can't even walk down the street for people going to court, not to court. That courthouse and them people up there are not making that people on that square that owns business one red dime. It's costing them business. And I've been here all my life and raised here, and you've got attorneys that's bought up every building on the square to make it convenient for them, but it's not convenient for the people of Relaford County and Murfreesboro. Now, there's the problem that needs to be solved while they're talking about it. They need to do something about it. They need to move that courthouse out there by the jail and quit running them cars up and down the road bringing these prisoners. Because if I was a stranger from out of town to come and look at this courthouse and see the beautiful Murfreesboro, if everybody wants to paint it like that, and they should, I would not want to see prisoners in handcuffs and handcuffed to each other.
You know, and I want to mention, too, you're really not talking about moving the courthouse. It's the judicial building, and that's the one on the north side of the square. And the county, several years ago, purchased land over where the health department once was located. They purchased some private land, and also were going to use the health department land. They raised, tore down the old health department building. That was going to be where the new judicial building was going to be. We hit some financial challenges about that time, and as of now, nothing has been done, but the land that was condemned and taken over is still being rented by the county. Now, the county has become landlords, I guess you could say, but that is where they had planned on putting the judicial building. I know there's also been conversation about putting the criminal courts at the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office. I don't know that has been much more than talk, though, but they, as far as the judicial building itself, they went as far as securing land and were moving forward to actually put it right there, which is about two blocks away from where it is. It takes it off the square, gives it plenty of parking, and I guess still enables the law offices who have chosen to be in the downtown area to be near the judicial building still. So it'd be, I guess, a win-win for everybody. But until the economy changes, and it's improving, I guess until that changes, that's still on the back burner probably.
Well, the common sense would tell you, and that's what people don't use in Rutherford County as much as they need to. You know, they're transporting these prisoners from out there to jail up to the courthouse on the square, up to the judicial building over there, and that's time and effort when they could just build them a building out there at the jail where they ought to be at to start with. You know, these people shouldn't be paraded around in front of everybody and everything and put everybody at risk, and they shouldn't be. I mean, it doesn't look good. I go up there sometime, and here they are parading them in and out, and people are stopping and looking, and they should build it out there where the jail's at. They would save time and money on gas and car maintenance and everything instead of running up and down to the square all the time. It needs to be off the square.
Well, I have made a note on that, and we will pass it on to the right people, and we thank
That's
you for
my
calling.
Opinion.
Well, I thank you for it. You have a great day, Ms. J.R. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
I'm just sitting here just trying to flip because I thank God for Ms. J.R. She's exactly on the money today. I feel the same way. You know what, Bart?
What's that?
I was up there one day about a year or two ago, and I was watching the situation uptown that she's talking about. Don't you know they came over and searched me?
They came over? You were just out there.
I'm thinking the same thing. Why is all this going on uptown, and you can't... Why have a square uptown, and there are no stores except, what, two or three? We always say shop locally. How go shop locally without no stores?
Well,
hey, hello, somebody. She's exactly right.
Let me come to the defense of those stores
on
the square. There are some really good stores up on the square.
I know two or three, Bob. I'm talking about, come on, Bob. You know what I mean.
We've got to make the square even better than it already is.
But this is the thing. How come when something works, America has a tendency to mess it up? That young lady is exactly right. They can find more ways to waste money. And I was hoping your friend had been there today, because I got something to tell him about these red light cameras. These things are flashing, Bart, day and night. Nobody's running the light.
I've seen that myself. The strobe's going off. Yeah.
Amen. And I said, you let them send me one, Bart, and you're going to hear about me on your talk show. I'm serious. I mean, I ain't talking about two or three times.
You're not bashful, are you?
No. They don't know me no worse anyway. But the young lady, she's right on it, though, because... It don't look good for your town.
It doesn't.
And you know what? I remember, Bart, you and I both, when they talked about buying land and moving that from uptown.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Nothing was done about it.
Well, they bought the land.
That's right.
A guy had his retirement.
Uh-huh.
Was a row of buildings that he rented.
Right.
And that was his retirement income. They condemned it, and the project didn't move forward. And so, obviously they didn't push the renters out, and so the county is now the renter.
That's something else that I brought up when you about a year or two ago. I'm like that lady. You talk about this stuff for years and nothing is done. I got a problem with this, is that MTSU, beautiful Murphy Center,
mm-hmm.
It's a sin and a shame how ragged that street is in front of there, and all my church members are complaining about it, tearing up their cars, Bart.
Now you're talking about Middle Tennessee Boulevard?
Right there in front of Murphy Center. It's terrible.
Okay, now they're getting ready. That's one project they're getting ready to start on right now.
All right.
So,
because I tell you, that right lane, man, going from that'd be north heading south, right there in front of Murphy. If you get that right lane, sir, you're traveling at your own risk.
I would venture to guess that the reason they have not corrected that problem
uh-huh.
is because they knew that it was going to be totally redone.
Okay.
The section between, Mercury Boulevard and East Main of Tennessee Boulevard.
Yeah, yeah.
Tennessee, it's going to be made to look like that.
They're going to need about eight lanes when they finish. Because if MTSU don't... I'll wait till the president of MTSU coming out. Because I'm going to ask him, why do they need a million students? But anyway... One more thing.
They only have a half million.
Yeah. Okay. All right. One more thing. This will really make your day. Out there by what is called Medical Center Boulevard, by where the bus, where they work on the school buses and sell school buses.
Uh-huh.
What smart intelligent person would put a bike lane in the middle of the road. Now, that's really what I want to talk to him about. Who was smart enough to do that?
Now, are you talking about the New Salem Highway?
Yes, sir, right there in front of where you turn right to go down off that road to go where the school bus, you know, where the Salem bus is at and everything.
Right, over there, yeah.
Well, right there when you get ready to turn in, you know, it turns into like three lanes, cause that's all new right in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, right in between that, let's say your two lanes going west, okay? To your right is a bike lane, and to the right of that is a street that goes off to where the buses are sitting. Can you believe that?
I can believe it, yeah.
It's not me this time, y'all. It's Bart.
keep those bicycles going.
Have a good one, sir.
Take care of yourself.
All right.
Bye-bye. 893-1450 is our number. This is your chance to sound off what is concerning you. City, traffic, county situations, whatever it is, call us right now. 893-1450. If you're on the line, hold on, because you're coming up next. We'll be back in just a second.
Longing just to breathe something that's of a word.
The Good Neighbor Network is on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11, and WGNSradio.com. WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Southeastern Tire of Murfreesboro has the right tires for your vehicle. Perhaps you're a rugged individual who enjoys off-roading. They have a tire for you. Or maybe you're a rap star driving around on 26-inch rims. They have a tire for that. You're a mom who's in the carpool lane daily. They have a tire for your minivan. Let's say you're a wealthy trial lawyer who drives a Lamborghini. Yes, they have a tire for you too. Maybe you drive one of those new electric vehicles. Hey, they have a tire for you. Southeastern Tire Service has a tire for every personality. They're on Broad Street, a tire or two away from Chevy of Murfreesboro.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Dr. Pete, host of the Maximize Living Health radio show, where living healthy means living free. You can tune in and listen to me every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 here on WGNS Murfreesboro.
Welcome back. We're focusing on issues that concern you. And let's go back to the phones. 893-1450 is our number. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
How you doing there this morning?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Just fine. I was calling in regards to the bicycle lanes that they have in Murfreesboro. Uh-huh. I know back years ago when I was little and I rode bicycle all over Murfreesboro, you always would ride on the shoulder of the road over on the shoulder of the road there, and you would be going towards the traffic, because you could see what was coming at you and not have to worry about what was coming behind you. Now they got these little bicycle lanes, and some of them, these bicycle lanes they got are in the middle of two lanes, and they're calling one side in and calling the other side. And the way I understand it, they want you to go with the traffic, so you can't even see what's coming up behind you. And that's one reason there's so many people getting hit by cars in Murfreesboro. I've been hearing where people's having getting hit by cars on bicycles, but I can't imagine riding a bicycle going the same way as the traffic. If I was riding one, I'd be going toward the traffic where I could see what was coming towards me in case I needed to get over in the ditch to get out of the way. And that's one thing I was concerned about, is how many people's getting hit on bicycles and the way they've got these bicycle lanes in Murfreesboro, and you want you to go with the traffic and being in between traffic on a bicycle. I'll hang up and listen to what you got to say there.
Well, let me ask you this. You used to ride, and you said it made you more comfortable being able to face the traffic, seeing what was coming toward you. I can say that's what I always grew up being told, to ride on the opposite side so you would see the traffic, and so they would see you too.
Yeah. Well, so they'd see you, and you could see them.
Yeah,
you'd be going right towards them, and that way, if you needed to get out a little further, you could get over there in the ditch if you had to. and nobody run over you from behind, because on a bicycle somebody might not see you, but you can see that car better than they can see you. So
you need to be seeing
them instead of them coming up behind you.
And we have had quite a few bicycle versus vehicle accidents lately.
And there's some of these bicycle lanes are right in the middle of two lanes.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't understand that. I mean, you don't have a chance right there.
And it certainly just puts you right in the middle of, you know, you're a target almost.
Right, that's right. They need to be over on the shoulder of the road, and they need to be going towards the traffic in case if they see somebody coming down, they could get on over in the ditch.
Mm-hmm. Well, very good point. And we will pass this on to the folks, I guess it's city traffic.
I don't understand their thinking, but I wouldn't want to be out there. If I got a bicycle now and I was riding it, I'd be riding it like I was taught to ride, not the way they got it now.
Very good. Thank you for calling.
Uh-huh.
You have a great day. Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Good morning, Bart.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Good. I was hoping that Mr. Bratcher would eventually get there, but I hope Casey and Mrs. J.R. are still listening, because they made two comments. One was common sense and waste of money. I didn't know if the citizens are aware that the city councilman about a month ago approved $280,000 to buy 75 new golf carts for the Old Fort golf cart. And I was thinking, with the economy the way it is and everything, maybe we could have put that on the back burner and earmarked that money for something else. I've been listening this morning to people talking about roads that need fixing, water in their yard and things like that. Maybe we could have used it. It was over $280,000. We could have used that put it to better use. And I'm going to hang up and thank you.
Thank you. And $280,000 to buy golf carts. Okay. Thank you for calling. 893-1450. Do you have a thought on any of these things? We have just a few minutes left in the program. So if you have some comments, if you have some ideas, if you have some concerns, dial quickly, 893-1450, 893-1450. Let's go back to the phones, 893-1450, and good morning, you're on WGNS.
How are you this morning, Bart?
I'm doing great, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. One thing I want to call back, about 2 years ago, I called and talked to Mayor Bragg, and ask him what board or what group of people or what person selected the names that would go on the bridges, like naming the bridges, going out to Medical Center Parkway, the Elgin Oliver Bridge, and Mr. Hale, and all those folks that lived in that area or on property in that area, and he said he didn't know. And I requested and even offered to by the sign myself. My father-in-law was Henry Carlton, who was a lieutenant on the police department, served 26 years, the public of Murfreesboro, and on Fridays, when the old sale barn was over on Salem Pike, just before he crossed the railroad tracks, every Friday morning he was over there assisting the farmers, getting their trucks in and out and selling their cattle and all that, as a police officer. He said, well, you know, I don't know how you name a street or a bridge for anyone. And I said, well, I'm not, trying to be vain about it. I said, you know yourself, it's an honor. You've got your father, a highway named for Murfreesboro to Woodbury for your father. You know, that's an honor. Mr. Carlton lived just on the old Nashville Highway right there at that old Nashville Armory. And I said, I would like to see that bridge named the Henry Carlton Bridge. Lieutenant Henry Carlton Bridge. And he said, well, I don't know who does that. I'll find out and call you back. It's been 2 years ago, and I haven't heard a word. And I've noticed they've named a lot of bridges and roads since then. So if Chris ever gets there and he knows, well, Chris has been approached about it also.
Mm-hmm.
I even offered to buy the sign myself. What would it hurt? If there's a board you need to go before, if you need a petition, like J.R. was talking about, whatever you need, He was an honorable man. He served the city for 26 years, would have served longer, but they brought in the new commissioner, and he wanted all officers to retire at 55, and he was forced to retire. But I don't know whether you knew him or not, but he was a great police officer and treated the people of Murfreesboro with respect and the way they need to be treated. And I just think if, you know, there's got to be somebody that names these bridges and roads.
Absolutely.
Because the signs go up as they build them.
Somebody's doing it. Lieutenant Henry Carlton. We will check in on that.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for calling.
You have a super. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And that's going to do it for our program today. We thank you for joining us. This has been your program on your radio station, WGNS Murfreesboro. Have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow.